Amen. Amen. Go ahead and be seated if you would, please. Open your Bibles this morning to Genesis chapter 1. Genesis chapter 1. And we're going to continue on in the assignment that the Lord has given to us to do. The plan of the devil, where COVID-19 is, to shut down the church. It's to shut down the church. It's to shut the mouths of the pastors and the ministers that are preaching the gospel. It's all about stealing the word of God. That's what it boils down to. And then there's collateral damage around that, economically, physically. But really, the devil is trying to shut us down, and he's trying to shut us up, and he can't do it. He cannot do it. Can't do it. So, and some are talking about this lasting longer. It's going to be lasting longer to the end of the year. So, no, it's not. The Lord said to me, he said, with your congregation, exercise your dominion and your authority over COVID-19. So that's what we're doing. We're recognizing that the believers have authority to do this. We do have authority, and to maintain a stand of persistent faith. We have to be persistent. Persistence wears down resistance of the devil. So we've got to be persistent about this and not be gripey and complaining and put out because we have to wear a mask when we go somewhere. I mean, there are people right now in California that have not been able to go to church, and they're dealing with some very serious issues there. I'm grateful. I'm grateful that we're able to meet and we're able to assemble here like this together. But we have to maintain that place of persistent faith and not give up. We have to keep spiritual pressure on this. And that's what we have to do whenever we're dealing with any issue that's contrary to the Word of God in our lives. You and I have to keep spiritual pressure on the Word, spiritual pressure on the devil, and even spiritual pressure on ourselves until it's over, until we're over. So we are the ecclesia. We are the assembled body of believers. We're the governing body that dominates the world system. That's what the church is. And I'm so excited about what Brother Copeland has said about 2021, the year of the local church. That's us. That's us. So that prophetic word, I see that coming to pass. I see the church rising up out of the ashes of this thing and rising back into the dominating force that the church is, the place that it has, not only in the body of Christ, but the place that it has in the world. Churches have jurisdictions. And one of the jurisdictions that we have here at Eagle Mountain International Church is actually two counties, Tarrant County and Wise County. The property of this ministry and church sit on both counties. So we've been taking our stand, especially where Tarrant County is concerned, and commanding COVID-19 to leave our presence, cease and desist and die, and that we resume the place that we need to be in health and strength and churches open, functioning, and the Word of God preaching, being preached. There's so many ministers that I even talked to during the convention that have not preached in a long, long time, really since the middle of March. Doors are starting to open up again, but we need to get that word out there. How are people hear without a preacher? How are people going to be able to stand like they should until the gifts that God has given us, the prophet, the teacher, the evangelist, the apostle, those gifts that are in operation in our lives, the pastoral gift, needs to be heard. So we're exercising that jurisdiction. We're exercising it over the church, over our county, over our area, and over ourselves. Over ourselves. So look with me at Genesis 1:26. This is the foundation scripture that you and I have been working from. Genesis 1:26, and it says, "And God said, let us make man in our image and after our likeness," or as one translation says, an exact duplicate in kind. "And let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth." So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And he blessed them. He said to them, "Be fruitful, multiply, Replenish the earth, subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, the fowl of the air, every living thing that moves upon the earth. In verse 26 and verse 28, there is a word that is repeated. It's repeated twice there. And that's the word that I want to focus up on in this time that we have together. And it's the word dominion. The word dominion. And the word dominion in the Greek means to govern. When you have dominion, you are to govern, to rule, and to reign over. That's what dominion is. And you and I, it says here that God let us have dominion over the fish. One translation, I believe it's the Amplified, that says complete authority. Complete authority. And I'll read this scripture to you, but in Psalm 8:6 in the Amplified translation, you made him, talking about us, you made him to have dominion over the works of your hands. You put all things under his feet. Now, dominion, when it's talking about ruling and reigning and having that dominion, I was meditating on this, and from the word dominion, we get the word dominate. Dominate. We are to dominate the devil. We are to dominate the curse. We are to dominate sickness. We are to dominate poverty. We are to dominate lack. We are to dominate debt. We are to dominate everything that the devil tries to do in our lives. So we have to dominate that. Say dominate. Dominate. We don't do that with one another. We do that in the realm of the spirit. We do that in the realm of the spirit, that dominating power that God has given us. So I looked up the word dominate, and it means to exercise complete control. Exercise complete control. Another word for dominate is to exert supreme command. We have supreme command. Supreme command over the devil. That's what Jesus did. That's what he did for us. When he was raised up from the pit of hell, he was raised up and he raised us up with him to be seated with him to rule and reign from heavenly places, from heavenly spheres. So we rule and we reign and we exert that supreme command. Maybe you've heard the term supreme commander. Supreme commander. During World War II, General Dwight D. Eisenhower, who became after that President of the United States, was the supreme commander of the Allied forces in the European theater. He was the supreme commander. The president delegated to him the supreme command over the Allied forces. And the Allied forces were the various forces that were joined together, all of the different forces that were fighting in Europe. And he had under him, see, the president was the commander in chief, President Roosevelt, Franklin Delano Roosevelt. And so he delegated because Franklin Delano Roosevelt could not go to Europe and plan and strategize and enact this invasion that took place on D-Day. Dwight Eisenhower was the one who strategized that, put that together. It was a miraculous thing that God was doing to stop the war and to stop the tyranny of Nazism. You can see the parallels between the natural and the supernatural. We see the spiritual in all of this. So President Roosevelt delegated and appointed Dwight D. Eisenhower as the supreme commander. There were other leaders of other countries that were involved in this. But he was the supreme commander. He was the one that would call the shots on what was going to be done. He was the one that would make the decision on the day that was to take place. And so the supreme commander had command over all of those forces. He was the one, if you will, that dominated that. Dominated the whole theater situation. And it was a success. It was a complete and total success. Well, that was his responsibility. Well, in the realm of the spirit, we've been given supreme command over the powers and the principalities and the rulers of the darkness. who try to steal the word of God from us. We are the supreme commanders under the authority of the Lord God Himself. It's delegated power. That's what authority is. Authority is delegated power. I'm standing here today as a pastor with delegated power. Brother Copeland spent all week at this believers convention preaching, ministering. He's not in church today. Where is he? He's not here. He has delegated the authority of Eagle Mountain International Church to Pastors George and Terry Pearsons. We are, if you will, the supreme commanders of the, not only the church, but we're the supreme commanders of the rest of the ministry. The responsibility that he's given to us, I answer to him. But you see the spiritual picture that's being painted here. We have been delegated from on high, from the power of God, the authority to rule and to reign on this earth. And not to have Jesus show up personally and take care of this and take care of that. Oh, I wish he would show up personally and get rid of COVID-19. No, that's our job. We've been given and delegated this dominion power to be able to do that. So another word to dominate is to overpower and conquer. To overpower and conquer. And this is the phrase that the Lord, this came up in my heart, and you can imagine how challenging it is as a pastor to go through a convention like this and think, what am I going to preach on Sunday? I'm overflowing. But to hear the word of the Lord, and I heard this so distinctly. I was working on several things this week about today. And I said, Lord, I just stopped. I said, Lord, what do you want to say? What do you want to say to them? What do they need to hear? See, that's the responsibility of the pastor. I look to the commander in chief to see what I'm supposed to deliver. And this is what I heard from the Spirit of God. He said, tell them that we rule and reign through the dominating power of God's word. The dominating power of God's word. You have to realize how powerful the word of God is in the mouth of the believer. You have to recognize the power that is resident in the Word of God. If you don't recognize how powerful that weapon is, how it operates and how it functions, then you're going to continually live in a place of defeat and discouragement, especially in times like this, when we're looking at all that's going on around us. We have to take our stand on the Word of God and do just like God did in Genesis 1. Where there was darkness, He said, let there be light. And what did the light do? It overpowered the darkness. The darkness could not stand under the dominating power of the Word of God. And what that is a picture for you and I to take that Word of God, to speak it, to declare it, and to receive it and recognize there's power resident in God's word. The word of God is like a hammer and it breaks apart the rock. The word of God, it is a powerful thing out of the lips of the believer. So we must take our dominion. We must dominate COVID-19. Take our stand. Refuse to see this thing carry on. And every pastor is responsible in their jurisdiction to preach a message like this and to declare the authority that believers have over all of this, over the economy. If you have a business that's been affected by this, then you need to take your stand and believe God and declare out of the words of your mouth that you are back and you're back strong. Every need is met according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. There is something, there's something that happens when you speak God's words. Something so powerful that takes place when His words are spoken, because heaven is backing every word that you speak. All of heaven's forces. The Supreme Commander, Dwight D. Eisenhower, was over about 156,000 troops. 4,000 ships, 11,000 aircraft. Was he flying each one of them? Was he on those ships? No. Was he with all those? No. No, he was at headquarters. And he was declaring. He was declaring the end from the beginning. The president told him, "You get this done." And he said, "Sir, yes, sir, I will do that." And he literally had to hear from God. And I believe he did, about how to strategize that and how to operate in that and how to defeat the enemy. So we have to take the word of God, because that is our strategy. That is the way, because the word, when it is spoken out of the mouth in faith from the lips of the believer, it will tear apart whatever the devil is trying to do. It is a weapon that is fired from your mouth. COVID-19, you are a name, and you are under the name of Jesus, and you have no more dominion and no more authority in my life. I have dominion over my own body by the power of God, and I take authority over it. And COVID-19 will not touch my family. It will not touch my children. And people have to take hold of that and refuse to fear. Refuse to fear. And not be afraid and think it's going to touch my child. There are so many people in fear right now about going back to school. And you and I are of those who do not fear. Say, I refuse to fear. You must have a zero tolerance policy where any fear is concerned. Any fear. Oh, a little fear is good for you. Uh-uh. No, no fear. We are fearless and faithful. How about that? Fearless and faithful. Turn to Hebrews chapter 4. Hebrews chapter 4. So the dominating power of the Word of God, spoken out of your mouth. You've been hearing great preachers speak words of life all week long. Now, it's your turn. It's your turn. It's your turn to take those things that you learned. It's your turn to take those things that have impressed you. And that's where so many people do not understand the believer's authority and what belongs to them. They'll sit there and hear a good message, and then they'll leave, go on their week, and won't apply it, won't do anything with it. But you and I, we are in the midst of battle. And the devil's going to try to take advantage of you with any opportunity, any open door. So we refuse to let him in. We refuse, we resist the devil. And he has to flee. And I was on YouTube yesterday, and I was looking up the dominating power of God's word. I was looking for, because Brother Copeland made that statement some years ago. So I found a YouTube video of the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast with Brother Copeland and Jesse Duplantis talking about the dominating power of the Word of God. And they were talking, and Brother Jesse, they were talking about how Jesus used the Word of God as a weapon when he was out in the wilderness. And when every time the devil came to him, every time, it is written. It is written. It is written. Say, it is written. It is written. You need to start saying that whenever the devil's trying to attack you. Whenever you're having a hard time sleeping at night, you need to lay there and say, it is written. It is written. I have the peace of God that passes all understanding. And I have covenant sleep and rest tonight with no stupid dreams. Stupid dreams. There's some people that have been having some really dumb dreams. Take authority over those dreams. Just wake up the next day and go, I had another dumb dream again. I was in an accident. This happened. That happened. And you know, you can tell the difference between a God-inspired dream and you wake up and go, whoa, that is really something. Wow. And that kind of a dream that really just comes out of the pit of hell. So you take authority over your life, your thinking, your dreaming, and dream big. You begin to tell the Lord, we think His thoughts. We think His thoughts. So really, dreams are thoughts. thoughts that come in the middle of the night. And in the book of Job, it talks about how God will seal his plans in the night season when all pride is void from man. So you begin to take authority over the night season. And when you lay down, he gives me sweet sleep. And I have dreams. He shows me things in my dreams and gives me visions, visions of the future. Visions of things I should do, visions of prosperity, visions of debt-free home, visions, amen. Visions of success, visions of glory, visions of heaven. Take me into heaven. Give me a tour. I mean, those are the kinds of things. All I'm saying is don't put up with it. Don't put up with the devil's stuff. Don't put up with it. Don't allow him to dominate you. You dominate him with the dominating power of the Word of God. Yes. Give God praise for that right now. In Hebrews chapter 4, it says, and I'll read this from the King James and then the Amplified. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. For the Word of God is quick, powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is the discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. The Word of God is quick. It's powerful. Say, the Word is powerful. In the Amplified translation, it says, for the Word that God speaks is alive. Alive. It's full of power, making it active, operative, energizing. Oh, the Word of God is energizing. It's energizing. Even though we've been through a long week, all of us have been through a long week. Early mornings, late nights. We got to bed last night about midnight. I woke up at 5 o'clock this morning. And as I got going and got into my study, I started looking at the Word and I got energized. I was the Energizer Bunny. And I was moving. Looking at the Word and getting excited about it. For the Word that God speaks is alive. It's full of power. It's active, operative, energizing, and it is effective. It is an effective weapon. A very strategic, effective weapon. And so it's sharper than a two-edged sword. It penetrates. It has penetrating power to the dividing line of the breath of life, soul, the immortal spirit, and of the joints and the marrow of the deepest parts of our nature, exposing and sifting and analyzing and judging the very thoughts and purposes of the heart. That's everything that the Word does. You need to spend some time just meditating on that and thinking about it. But it penetrates, as it says, it divides asunder or penetrates the breath of life, the spirit, the joints and the marrow. You can speak to your body. You can tell it what to do. You can tell it what to think. You can tell it how to act, and you can tell it how to feel. You can tell it to straighten up. You can tell it to be healed. You can speak to your body and the Word of God. It said he sent his Word and what? Healed. Healed us. Healed us. And I remember one time a man did a study and talking about the words that we speak, and those words travel through our nerves like signals going through a wire. And it goes through the body and it goes to whatever you're speaking to. It's amazing what words will do. So that's why we have to speak over ourselves, like Brother Copeland. Brother Copeland talking to his hair. He's talking to his hair. And by golly, it's working. It's working. So we do that. We exercise our faith with that because the Word of God is powerful. And I just have a few minutes left. Let me just read a couple of scriptures. You can write these down. The demonstration of the dominating power of the Word of God. In this scripture, Jesus dominated the weather. Mark 4:39. Amplified. He arose, rebuked the wind, said to the sea, hush, be still, be muzzled. And the wind ceased. It sank to rest as if exhausted by its beating. And there was immediately a great calm and a perfect peacefulness. That's all the result of the dominating power of the Word of God. The more you realize how powerful that dominating power is, that to dominate things, the curse, the devil, the more you realize that, the more real it becomes to you. And you'll begin to speak it, and you'll understand that God is upholding all things by the word of his power. In other words, he's backing it. He's backing it. He's backing what you're saying. All of heaven, when you say, I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, all of heaven is backing you. When you say, devil, according to the book of James, I resist you and you must flee as in stark terror. Heaven is backing you. You've got 156,000 troops behind you. It's a force. It's a force of faith that is at work in our lives. Here's another one in Matthew 8:16. When the evening was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirits with his word. He cast out the spirits with his word and healed all that were sick. You and I have been given the delegated authority, the same authority, to speak words that will dominate any situation. Dominate any situation, control any situation that we are going through. Mark 11:22, Jesus answering said unto them, have faith in God. For verily I say to you, that whosoever shall say, that's us, that's us. Delegation is going on here right now. Whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he says shall come to pass, and he shall have whatsoever he says. During healing school yesterday, I'm listening very intently to Brother Copeland, keeping all of this in mind. And I'm going to play a segment for you. And you and I are going to join him once again, because there was a, if you'll remember, during healing school, right in the middle of healing school, he began to talk about COVID-19, speaking to our lungs, speaking to our body. And what he was doing, and this is what the Lord impressed me, was he was exercising the dominating power of the Word of God. And boy, I took that. I took it. And as he was doing it, the Lord quickened me. And so I text our producer and I said, could you get this clip of what he's saying? I want to play it in church. Because this, if you will, is a lab. We are doing experiments in here. We are practicing the word in here. So when we get out there, we can be doers of the word. So here's what I want you to do. Stand up right now. Stand up right now. This is our exercise time. Exercising our faith. Exercising the dominating power of the Word of God over COVID-19, and the prophet declared it, we're going to believe it and we're going to do it. So guys, if you'd go ahead and roll that right now.
We're going to intercede. Put your hands on your lungs and shout this with me. COVID-19!
COVID-19!
I curse you! Trying to take my health away from me. Well, you can't have it, principality. You can't have it, power. You can't have it, ruler of the darkness of this world. You don't rule me. I'm a child of the light. I'm born of the light. I wear the armor of light. I walk in the light as he is in the light. Of his word brings life. Get out of here, spirit of darkness. contempt. To touch this, to touch this, to touch this, this temple of the living God. Oh, oh,
oh, praise God.
Oh, hallelujah.
Praise God.
Oh, hallelujah.
Come on, Pastor Terry. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. So take that home. Take that home. Take that home with you. And operate in the dominating power of the Word of God. Terry, come on up if you would, please.